Good morning. Today is March 30, 2026, and this is your Monex USA Daily Market Update. The US dollar is trading in mixed ranges this morning, as foreign exchange markets remain relatively subdued. That said, the common currency movement is somewhat misleading, as global markets continue to react to escalating tensions in the Middle East. Over the weekend, the conflict intensified, with Houthi forces in Yemen, backed by Iran, joining the fight against Israel. At the same time, the White House confirmed that the United States and Iran are currently engaged in both direct and indirect talks, leaving considerable ambiguity around the diplomatic outlook. In a rare constructive tone amid the crisis, President Donald Trump described Iran's new leadership as very reasonable, which provided a modest lift to sentiment. Equity futures are higher, and stocks are attempting to rebound. However, uncertainty remains elevated, particularly around key developments such as the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, potential action involving Karg Island, and the broader prospects for a ceasefire. Meanwhile, ongoing geopolitical risks are overshadowing other critical drivers, especially monetary policy. Looking ahead, the Senate Banking Committee is expected to hold hearings on Kevin Warsh's nomination for Federal Reserve Chair as early as the week of April 13. Today, current Fed Chair Jerome Powell is scheduled to speak at Harvard University in a moderated discussion on the economic outlook, an event that could provide meaningful market signals. On the data front, attention turns to labor market indicators this week. We'll see JOLTS job openings midweek, followed by the March employment situation report and non-farm payrolls release on Friday at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. Interestingly, market participants are beginning to price in a potential resolution to the Iran conflict, with current estimates suggesting a 60.0% probability that tensions could ease within the next couple of weeks. Now, let's move to the currency markets. The euro continues to face downward pressure, having declined approximately 4.8% over the past 2 months. Weak economic growth across the eurozone, combined with geopolitical instability, is weighing on the shared currency. The euro is now less than 0.5% away from its weakest level against the US dollar since late July 25. This week brings important data out of Europe, including consumer price index figures tomorrow and manufacturing purchasing managers' index readings. Any signs of easing geopolitical tensions, particularly involving Iran or Ukraine, could open the door for a potential euro rebound, but for now, sentiment remains cautious. Turning to Japan, the yen is strengthening, up over 0.5% against the US dollar this morning. Japanese authorities have taken a more proactive stance in defending the currency, signaling plans to address both depreciation and inflation pressures. This comes as Japan faces heightened sensitivity to energy markets, given its reliance on oil imports and the recent surge in crude prices to multi-year highs. Vice Minister of Finance Atsushi Momura highlighted growing concern over speculative activity in crude oil futures and suggested that policy tools, such as swap agreements, could be used to help mitigate rising energy costs. From a monetary policy perspective, Bank of Japan Governor Kazuo Ueda emphasized that supporting the yen remains a priority. He indicated that increasing interest rates may be the most effective path forward. Notably, recent commentary suggests strong alignment among Bank of Japan policymakers on this approach. Importantly, the tone around potential foreign exchange intervention from Japan appears more decisive this time, signaling a shift that markets are paying close attention to. That's it for today's market update. Be sure to tune back in next time to stay up to date with the market moves that impact your business bottom line. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.